But that's the extent of our cat situation. But other than that, they're pretty good kitties. But I got one thing. I have to check out my 40 and 80 meter inverted V. The SWR is like 7-1 on both bands, and I'm usually getting anywhere between 1.1 and 1.6-1 on 80 and 40. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to, one of these days this week, before it gets too cold, I'm going to have to disconnect the coax at the junction box and get my antenna analyzer out and see why it's, kind of trace it and see where it leads me and see what happens. Hopefully it's nothing serious. I've never had any problems with it, but, you know, it's been up for years, and it's, you know, it's bound to have some, it's due time to have an issue with it, so I'll bring it, I'll hoist it down, and I'll, like I said, I'll put the antenna analyzer on it and check it out and see what happens. See if I can get it fixed before it gets too cold to work on the antennas altogether. So, anyway, that's it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back. Say 73 to everyone, and I hope everyone has a good week, and we'll talk about again next Monday night. So, in the meantime, this is NAEUI. Say good night.
All right, very good, Tom. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. Hopefully the SWR problem turns out to be something easy, fixable, maybe just a little corrosion on one of the connectors or something. Clean up the connectors, tighten up the connectors a little bit. Hopefully that'll get it cleaned up and fixed for you. All right, this is KDA-MMH for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association on the KDAC repeater. All right, next up we'll go to Dave, W8DW, and standby Bob. Dave, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Mike. Not a whole lot more here. We have a little project going here with the, I talked to you the other day about it, one of the local hams, silent key, looking at some equipment that probably will be donated. Some of it will be donated to the club. I think I'm going to try and help her sell some of it because it's some of it's pretty high value stuff, so we'll see how that goes. We'll just sort of work on that. It'll probably be after the first year, and I'll probably have something either listed on the website or list on the in the Savara newsletter, so we'll be working on that. Anyway, that's all I got. The 73s, everyone have a good one, and we'll catch you down the log. KD8MMH, W8DW.
Great, very good, Dave. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and thanks for working on that the silent key equipment there. Hopefully you have some nice equipment to offer to the club members here. All right, next up we'll go to Bob, NAKPR, and Rick, if you're around, stand by Rick. Bob, good evening once again to you. Go right ahead.
Well, thanks for looking that up for me, Mike. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe my wife was looking at something else. All I remember is some kind of ridiculous price for a day. You know, it's going to cost us, you know, $150 for both of us to go there. But the prices you come up with there, that's not too bad. But yeah. You know, it's you drive all the way down there, and I guess we'll just have to pick one or the other to go to and do that. Maybe it's something we can do this summer. And another place I always wanted to go to is Octagon Barn in the Thumb. But I was going to go there this summer, but I seen, well, when I seen it was open, it didn't open until like, middle of May maybe. And it's like, oh, man, we're going to be busy for the next several months there, so, but never did make it there. We'll get there one of these days. And, somebody mentioned about the Titanic displays. The wife and me and the kids, this was, had to have been maybe 20 years ago, the Museum of Science and History or something like that in Detroit had a display of artifacts from the Titanic, and it was quite impressive. It was really impressive, and when you walked in, you got a passport, what is it called, Star Lines, something like that. And you had a name on it, and that's who you were. And then as you go through the museum, you know, you check out all the artifacts, which I was impressed with. I really was. And it took a while to get through it. But anyways, at the end of the line, you when you finally walked out, they had a board of survivors and those who passed and the survivors. And you got to check to see if you survived or not, which is kind of different, but kind of cool too. And all four of us had survivors. We were all survivors, so that was a good thing. And I've been to a lot of, let me buy a second here. And I've been to arts and science museums in Chicago, Cleveland, St. Louis. I'm impressed by all of them. I can't remember if it was the Chicago at the History and Science Museum, but the one I'm thinking about is as you walk in the door, there's a complete skeleton of a Tyrannosaurus Rex as you walk into the building, which I thought, well, I was impressed with. That was really cool. I like dinosaurs anyway, so. And I like, Egyptian stuff, and the Aztecs, Incas, Mayans. I like all that kind of stuff. That's what I guess floats my boat. But, so if I run into a display of that stuff, I'll spend some time there looking at things. But thanks for doing that, Mike. It's been fun, and everybody have a great week. And we'll talk to you again next week. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
Very, very good, Bob. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 7-3 you also. The museum you're talking about with the skeleton, the dinosaur skeleton, I think that's the one in Chicago. I was at that one many, many years ago, probably the mid-80s also. And I remember that, too. That was a quite impressive museum down there. Octagon Barn, I've seen a lot of things about that. That's something I wanted to go through also, but that's still on my list. I haven't seen that either. And, like you said, the Titanic exhibit, there's quite a few places years ago that had the exhibit going around. It was in my neighbor, she was big into the Titanic stuff, so I ended up taking her to the Flint, I think the Sloan Museum had the Titanic exhibit there, and then they had a real nice one in Midland at the Midland Center for the Arts, and they did the same thing when you walked in. It was White Star Line is what it was, and they gave you the ticket, and then at the end you checked to see if you were one of the survivors or not. I think on that one I was a survivor, and my neighbor that I went with, she didn't survive. Anyway, but yeah, there was quite a few of those places years ago that had the Titanic displays. That was definitely something nice worth seeing. All right, thanks again, Bob, and 7-3, you have a great weekend. All right, next up on our list, we'll go to Rick, KC8VOA, and stand by Mini. Rick, good evening to you. Go right ahead.
Okay, I'm back now. I had to duck out. We had a medical emergency here, so I had to deal with that. I like your poser question there, Mike, and as a child, I was in and out of the art museum quite a bit, and that was long before they remodeled it. So I have not been into it since it's been remodeled. But they used to sell all kinds of trinkets and stuff in there, and we used to pick stuff up. We used to spend a lot of time down at Bliss Park and over to Anderson Pool. So I'm familiar with the area there. The guys are talking about cats earlier. And the wife had submitted a photo of her cat to Paw Print cat calendar. And lo and behold, he made the January Paw Print cat calendar. So we have a celebrity in the house now. As far as locations I would like to go, one of the places I attempted to go this last summer is Alpena's Thunder Bay Shipwreck Museum. That is something that's fascinated me there, and I would always like to go to that. And with that, I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week. Stay safe. I understand we're supposed to get a little snow later in the week. And take care. 73 KCVOA, back to KD8MMH.
All right, well, very good, Rick. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Hope everything turns out okay there with the medical emergency. Hope that was nothing that was too major. The Alpena Thunder Bay NOAA Museum there, that is very nice. I've been through that quite a few times. They used to have the lighthouse, the annual lighthouse, Great Lakes Lighthouse Association meetings up there in Alpena. And I was part of the Round Island Lighthouse group, so we go up every year for the Lighthouse Festival up there, and have been through that museum many times. It's very nice museum. They've got like an old style schooner or something in there, with a walk down in it. It's the lighting, and like you're in a storm on the lakes and whatever, so it's very nice. If you get a chance to see it, it's well worth it. Once again, thanks for joining us, Rick 73, and you have a great week ahead. All right, next up, last on our list, we'll go to Minnie, KDHPAZ. You're up, Minnie, go right ahead.
Well, good evening there again, Mike. This is KDHPAZ. A lot of interesting places that people want to go to, and like I say, I've been living around here all my life, and still I've seen a lot of stuff I would love to see, but this old age and not driving on the freeway and stuff, I'd have to get somebody to take me, so I'll just guess at home and just go to breakfast on Fridays and Wednesdays and that. So anyway, this talk to everybody next week. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8NMH.
All right, very good, Minnie. Appreciate you joining us this evening. 73 to you also. You have a great week ahead, and maybe that's something we can get together with some of the club members. I know quite a few of us are retired. Maybe we can get something together, some of these places that people want to see, they've never been, they don't want to go alone, meet up and go to like the art museum, different things around. So something we're thinking about. Appreciate that. All right, brings us to the bottom of the list. Is there anyone else that would like to join us for our Monday Night Net? If so, please call Net Control now.